Islamic Revolution Ayatollah Ali Khamenei says the nation plays a determining role in the election of officials in Iran. Addressing thousands of nurses, teachers and workers from across the nation on Wednesday, Ayatollah Khamenei said the enemy is at pains to make out that elections in Iran are rigged, adding a massive turnout at the upcoming presidential polls will infuriate the enemy. Ayatollah Khamenei said during the rule of puppet governments in Iran before the Islamic Revolution, elections were ceremonial and whoever the government desired would come to power. Nevertheless, the leader underlined the Islamic Revolution turned the tables and brought people to power. The leader then underscored on several occasions since the revolution, election results have been against the ruling party, which shows voting in Iran is free and fair. Elsewhere in the remarks, Ayatollah Khamenei stressed the need for an overhaul in the country's educational system. The leader further said the quality of domestically produced products should be improved and that consumption of Iranian goods in the country should be regarded as a value. All global problems are blamed on corrupt governments. The remark was made by Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, who was addressing folks in the city of Shiraz in the southern Iranian Fars province on Wednesday. The president added those who claim to be advocates of freedom and human rights support Zionists because they feel indebted to Zionists and major powers. He underlined today, Zionists and their masters are well aware that they are the most hated groups in the eyes of world nations. A conference on the Persian Gulf kicked off in Tehran on Wednesday. High on the agenda are the geographical and historical routes of the Persian Gulf, its strategic situation and energy resources, among other things. Present at the opening was Ali Akbar Velayati, a top advisor to the Islamic Revolution leader, who slammed a British scheme to promote the fabricated name, the Arabian Gulf, for the Persian Gulf. He added the Iranian nation has been vigilant enough to detect moves aimed at changing the name of the Persian Gulf. He said not only Muslim geographers have time and again confirmed the Persian Gulf is the real name of the body of water to the south of Iran, but UN documents attest to that as well. A commencement was held in Tehran Wednesday for female police graduates. Addressing the ceremony, head of the Female Police Academy, Faribah Shaygan, said the graduates will start work at police centres after passing preliminary and general training courses. She said the subjects in the curriculum include individual combat techniques, self-defence and map reading, as well as workshops on searching people and vehicles.